Welcome to Lifeline.
Okay, yes.
Episode 86. It's Sunday, December 3rd.
Yeah, it is. And it's, look, you know, it's a home stretch for the year, right? Christmas is coming up. You can, you know what you do for Christmas? You can get your someone Patreon for the Lifeline Luxury, patreon.com/Lifeline Luxury. You can do that. Or you can go and you can get my special for your special someone. Special for a special someone. And that's on grow or that's on chrysalia.com. It's my special grow or die.
So frantic.
So what?
Frantic.
So I was just in traffic for do the thing. I was just in traffic for 2 hours. So anyway, but I'll be in, let's see, December 3rd. So I will be in, well, tonight I'll be in Redding. And then Oxnard, California, I'll see you coming up soon. And Sacramento, California, Brea, California, Phoenix, January 20th. Can't wait for that to go back to the Celebrity. Is it the Celebrity Theater? Yeah, the one in the round. And El Paso, Texas, and Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Bragging.
Well, you know, it's what it is.
I got a new podcast solo coming out. Not with this friggin' jabroni, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's called The Private Record. You can submit now to be a guest. You got a crazy story. You want to come on the show, tell the world, tell me, and tell the world. Go to theprivaterecord.com and submit yourself as a guest there. We're on all the socials, Instagram, TikTok, The Private Record, and subscribe on YouTube to get all the updates for when we're going to drop episodes. You got a question? Click for this show. Click the link in the description below. Or go to watchlifeline.com.
Okay.
Or you can do it at the hotline at the number that I don't know
world.
Off the top of my head, but it's just, you know, bing, 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 bong, bing, bong,
in
bing,
your
bong.
Own world.
You want a one-on-one advice session with me? Go to matchalia.com. Bing, 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 bing.
Okay.
You want the Lifeline merch? Go to lifelinemerch.com. Bong, bong, bong,
okay,
bong,
yeah.
Bong.
Dude, I don't want my fans to come up to me at my meet and greet saying bing, bong, bing,
too late.
Bong. Because they do that.
They do that. They
Dude,
do that. It's spreading. It's going viral.
What do you think of wearing black with light jeans?
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
Here's what I think about it.
You think it's okay?
It's fucking, yeah, dude.
I don't
it's
like to
a,
do that.
You're like a dad of a four-year-old in 1989 when you do that.
I am almost a dad of a four-year-old, and it's 2023. But
yeah.
I don't think you... I feel that same way, too. I feel like it's a dad thing to wear a black sweater and light jeans.
But you're a dad, so it's all good, right?
No, but why do we think that's a dad thing?
Because it's like a thing that our dad and his friends did when we were little kids, right?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I suppose so.
Dude, we had...
I normally don't.
Our dad, Bill D'Elia, is known in the tri-state area, for those who don't know, like Anthony, who actually literally just said he thought Kansas was on the East Coast before you walked in.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Okay. So people that don't know geography,
he's not good with geography because he doesn't know he lives in an awful neighborhood, too.
Like Anthony doesn't know shit about geography, thought Kansas was on the East Coast, dude.
Like on the actual coast?
Coast. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's more...
I didn't say the coast.
Kansas.
Oh.
What Kansas? Which Kansas City, though? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Wow, that's
at all.
Crazy.
Kansas. He thought it was on the East Coast. Anyway.
Wait, he thought the state Kansas was
on
the East Coast?
The state Kansas was on the East Coast. That's okay. How wrong he was. Yeah, you didn't even understand because that's how
no,
wrong
I
he was.
No, I didn't understand. I couldn't understand.
Yeah, couldn't possibly. But my dad, it turns out our dad, he's also your dad, was an icon in the tri-state area. He was a pioneer in wearing all black.
Oh, that's, yes.
Did you know that?
No, wait, who said that?
Cool. It was delivered to us by the producer of the show, Chris.
Yes.
But he was told it by the father of someone he met when he went to college in Ithaca, which is in upstate New York, nowhere near New Jersey where we grew up. The legend had spread. So just like Johnny Cash, my dad was a pioneer in wearing all black. So
I wore all black to the gym today, and I was wearing all black to the gym today, and you know, that's not a thing I think about. I just had the clothes on, and some guy said, looking really Armenian today.
Someone just came up to you and said that?
Yep. And I was just like, oh, yeah.
Someone you don't know.
All black.
Someone you don't know?
I mean, I only know him from, he said, like, hi and other things to me at the gym.
You could be Armenian, though. Like, it's not that far of a cry for you to be.
I think I really don't. I don't think I look Armenian.
You don't, but it's like, what a thing to say.
Maybe he was Armenian. I'm not sure. He could have been Armenian.
Oh, he could have been like Armenian pride.
Yes, yes, yes. But anyway, I got the dark. It's actually a grow or die.
What do you think?
Competent QVC. Yeah, it's cool. I mean,
it is cool.
A male stripper. What you just
why?
Did.
Why? Why? Oh, because it looked
just
back.
Stuck out your butt and looked back.
So it's a grow or die crew neck, and it's really nice.
That's
but
cool.
You can get it at chrysalia.com. But yeah, so I'm wearing this. And it, dude, it, I don't, do you think, okay, so here's how much traffic that we had. Here's how much traffic that was on. You were acting like I should have known it was going to be 2 hours. And that's ludicrous.
You were 75 minutes late. So let's add that to the time that you took to get here, which was 40 minutes. 40 minutes is an absurd amount of time to assume it would take you to get from the where you live. I was about to say it, but I don't want to say it.
It's okay, that's fine.
Down to downtown Los Angeles, okay? Getting from Silver Lake to downtown at 420 would take 40 minutes, okay? You were coming from four times that distance, probably more.
I didn't know it was going to be that bad. I thought it would be. I thought it'd be.
I
10,
even
15 minutes
said late. When we were making time to come here. I said it's 5 o'clock. That's probably the worst possible time.
And
everyone
was
like,
"No,
do it."
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Only I was on time.
I'm really sorry. I feel really badly.
LA.
And dude, I was in so much traffic that I called mom and dad.
They were sitting together though.
They called me back. They didn't pick up either of them. They both called me back separately. They were both at the house, mm-hmm. and they both called me back separately. Mom called me back. Hey, what's going on? I said, oh, hey, how's it going? She was talking. We were talking a little bit. 10 minutes later, my dad said, "Hey, did you call?"
Yeah,
that's so dad. Speaking of dad shit, yeah. That is so dad. I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't. I guess mom didn't tell you. They were probably watching fucking Combat or something like that. You know what I mean?
What's Combat?
That black and white show in the '50s.
Oh wow!
Remember how dad used to watch it?
No.
You don't?
No. Oh. I remember he used to watch Bonanza.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, like that, you know, not same thing, obviously a different show, but
you're making it up.
I would never call Bonanza Combat, but so yeah, there was, okay, so do you think mom was like, well, you know, the holidays and also the holiday, I was like, I think it might be the rain because it drizzled a little bit, but then mom was like, oh, you know, the holidays too. You think the holidays, I guess more people are out doing their stuff. Trying
no
to
one's
get
out
gifts,
doing anything.
But not right now, though.
That's not why. It's just because it's L.A., dude. That's what L.A. is. At 5 o'clock, you can't get anywhere.
Right.
Everyone, it's like everyone, even people not in L.A., even people in Kansas, yeah. All the way on the East Coast
all the way
know
the,
that.
Yeah, all the way on the East Coast.
All the way on the Eastern Seaboard in Kansas.
All the way. I think it's actually in the water. Kansas is in the water.
Yeah, it's further east than Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Puerto Rico, oh! Every time I think of Puerto Rico, I think of that. Do you know what that is?
Getting poked in the butt?
No, do you know what it is?
No,
it's a song. Let's move on. It's not important. But
okay, you brought it up.
Anyway, I'm feeling good. Do you want to know anything about me or what's up?
Not at all.
This podcast is your favorite podcast. We know it is. And here's the thing: we have something that we want you to do. Okay, tell your friend about this podcast. Somebody that doesn't already listen to the podcast, spread it. Spread this podcast like it's a cancer, okay? Because you know what I mean? It's like we want this podcast to go decades and decades and decades.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Right?
I can't believe how many people write to me telling me how much they love the podcast.
There you go.
And it's like, well, prove it. You love it so much, prove it, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Prove it, dude. All right, so anyway, it's like it is what it is. But there is a mattress in my living room.
Do we have to explain that?
Do you want me?
Going to even make any sense at all?
You have to explain it.
Yeah, no, okay.
Absolutely not.
So
how could it make sense?
If you've explained it, if we've talked about it before.
Oh, no.
We've done so many episodes of the show. I don't know how many inside jokes we've explained and how many we haven't.
No, there's a mattress inside in my living room right now.
Okay, so for how many years now? Maybe like 25 years? We've made this joke.
Oh, explain the joke you want to say.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about why this is.
I think we've probably done the joke. Here.
Okay.
If it's the thing that the guy's saying in the.
Yeah,
in the sniper.
It's like a code for
mattress
a sniper
in the living room.
300 yards away. Yeah. If I say there's a mattress in the living room, a bullet to the head. Yeah.
Okay. Mattress is in the living room. Anyway,
saying it so drunk.
There's a mattress in the living room.
Yeah. Why?
There you go. Is that what you want to know about too?
You want to answer it, so go ahead.
I mean, we don't have to talk about it, but I will tell you. All right. So. Kristen said to Calvin, well, okay, so Calvin, it was like, time to go to bed. Calvin's like, I want to sleep in your guy's bed. And we're like, we can't, but what do you think? Would you want to sleep downstairs in the living room, she says? And I was like, what?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
And Calvin goes like this, yes.
Of course.
Right. And I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, why?
And then the next thing I know,
mm-hmm.
she's bringing the mattress from our bedroom upstairs to the living room downstairs.
Your mattress?
Dude, I think, do you know something that I am always dealing with? Is how how much I forget how heavy mattresses are.
Yeah, mattresses are really heavy.
Mattresses don't, I don't think they have to be that heavy. And I think that it's a little bit fucking annoying that they're that heavy. Okay. It's like they're filled with, it's like they're always wet is how heavy they are.
But they got to be that heavy to be, the more expensive they are.
I know. Okay, so.
Somebody one time gave me an $8,000 mattress. I would never buy something that expensive. Yeah. He was like, I don't want it. I'd never used it. I was like, do I want it? Of course.
Yeah.
But I had to transport it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not a possible thing to transport.
Yeah. Yeah. So this mattress was so heavy, it must have been 120K.
Yeah.
Right? And so I go, I'm like, oh, you're not going to get the inflatable, because we have an inflatable one too. That's like $10, right? And she's like, no, we're going to bring the real mattress down. I'm like, no, baby, come on, let's not do this. I look at Calvin and he's already got some of the covers. He's like, I'm helping. I'm doing it good. I'm like the strong person from Encanto, who's a woman. That's a whole nother thing. But anyway, that's what he's saying. And so I'm like, oh, okay. And we bring the mattress down. Dude, it's so heavy. We bring it downstairs, put it in the living room. She moves all the furniture and we're watching TV. And now, like, I can't do anything else all day the next day because we don't put it back because it's too heavy to bring it back up with just me and her.
Oh, so what a now, disaster. This is like an, I would have this nightmare.
but so the sleeping part was super fun. Calvin was there. We were in the living room. It's been there for 3 days. So our bedroom is the living room.
I mean, that's kind of cool, but it's good cool. luck getting it back.
But here's the other thing. Last
not
night,
get it back.
Last
night, get movers.
I know. So last night, David was over, and he was like,
"Oh, that's a mistake, right?"
And
there.
We were watching that show, fucking Face Off. You know, with the Hollywood makeup shit and all that. Not the Nicolas Cage thing.
No, I don't know that.
And
thankfully,
and Chris was like, "I want to go to bed," and I was like, "David's over," and she's like, "I know, but I got to sleep."
Whose
I'm
fault
like,
is that?
But we're in the this is the living room now.
Why wasn't his mattress taken to the living room?
Whose?
Calvin's, not David Sullivan.
It's smaller. David Sullivan. It would have taken a lot. We gotta get you. Yeah, because it's smaller, and we wouldn't have fit.
Okay.
Anyway, well, that's the news, and I came here for the news, and that's great.
That's just you don't. I have so many questions. I'm not even gonna ask any of them. You know what I mean?
Do you want to just get into
Let's
it?
Get it.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Chris and Matt. So this isn't a question. This is actually just advice for Chris on wearing hats. Because I think you would look good in baseball hats. Mm. But the secret is that you need to get dad caps instead of just regular baseball caps. So
that's
the ones
the
that have like the soft front instead of the
good
hard
advice,
like.
But it's not the secret
shaped
for me.
Front.
For you, yeah.
Like the I don't have a hat to show you, but
you should have brought
not
a hat.
The, not the bill, but the
really
thing right
sell
here.
Sell this idea.
You know, it's soft. I think it'll look better on you. And then also experiment with the angle of where it's at.
You know,
up and down. Let your hair do some stuff coming around it. I think you just also have to get used to yourself in hats.
Yeah, I mean, I understand
that. I used to not look good in hats, but the more I wore them, and people tell me, you look pretty good in that hat. I'm like,
nobody ever said that.
I think you could do it, Chris.
Hey, dude, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt your meal, but you look
beanies,
pretty good in that hat.
Beanies, I look like a
pull over.
Those are tough. But yeah. Hey.
You look really good in that hat.
Pretty good in that hat.
Yeah, dude. I nobody's ever said that to anyone in the world. Actually,
nobody's.
Hey, you look pretty good.
People
in that
have said you look really good in that hat. Nobody's ever said you look pretty good in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
not worth saying.
It's just not a thing.
It's
to
not
say.
A thing.
Nobody ever said that.
The other thing is,
it makes everything he said totally toss it out the window.
I don't think that he knows. Okay, let me just say this. Dad hats look actually worse on me.
They do. They look worse
they
on
look
you.
They look worse
yeah.
on me.
Yeah.
If I the only ball cap I could possibly wear is one straight up that, like, you know, Jay Buhner wears for work.
Wow.
Yeah. So
Jay Buhner, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I'm just not a hat guy, and I'm fine with it. I don't need to be a hat guy. I don't care about it. You know what? Hats itch my fucking head. How about that? I don't know how people wear hats all day. I don't understand how people wear hats all day. You wear hat all day?
Actually more now than I used to.
And it doesn't bug you?
Does it bug me? No, it doesn't bug me.
It doesn't just bug me. It really, really
Well, that's
bugs
the kind
me.
Of thing. It's like growing a beard. Everyone's like, you know, it itches. It itches. Well, how do you grow that beard? It itches. Dude, if you have a beard, you think I'm just itchy all
day?
Yeah,
mine doesn't itch at all,
you
period.
Fucking maniacs. Yeah. Like, I'm not like doing it even though it itches a lot. Obviously, it grows past a certain point and it doesn't itch anymore.
But it doesn't even itch even at any point for me. I never have an itchy beard.
Yeah.
I never have.
I know. But what I'm saying is if you don't ever have a beard and you start to grow one, it itches in that initial period.
Oh, not to me.
But you always have a beard. That's what I'm saying. If you don't always have a beard and then you decide to grow one, it itches.
Last time I shaved it was 30. I was 36.
Well, that's so seven years ago.
17 years ago. And then the time before that, I was 31. So I've shaved my beard twice in 13 years, and that's no joke.
So then therein lies the reason you never have an itchy beard.
It didn't itch when I grew it out those two times.
Wow. I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
But that's the truth, dude.
But you shaved it, and then it grew right back.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You are John not Malkovich. Listening.
John Malkovich.
You are not fucking listening.
Well, what do you mean I'm not listening? Well, what do you mean? What do you mean that's what you're saying? You're saying what?
If you always have a beard and then you shave it and grow it back, it doesn't itch.
Oh.
If you never have a beard, I'm only saying the thing I've been saying the entire time.
I get it. I get it.
Only
I don't
the
know
same
if
thing
been,
I've been saying the entire time.
I don't know if, okay. I don't know if you've been specifically saying that, but okay. 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 Oh. Fair enough.
All right.
But I don't look good in hats, period.
I have been specifically saying that. Please rewind to find out.
I'm not. I'm also not. I don't look good in hats. I'm also not going to try.
Yeah, don't bother.
And I'm good. I'm good. I'm lucky I have good hair. I'm happy. I'm good.
Okay, good.
And rate my hair.
Worked out for everybody. Today?
Yeah.
6.5.
Dude, you're a real sting. You know that?
Then why do you ask, dude?
But you're just you're like
last
a sting,
time you asked,
dude.
I said the truth. It was a 9. I gave you the fucking honest shit. It looked good.
I think it's...
Oh, it looked better from the side. 7.5.
So from the side, 7.5?
Turn
straight
medium?
On 6?
Yeah, 6.5, yeah. But that is good.
This?
This is an 8, yeah.
Okay, so it's up now, all right.
Yeah, no, it looks really good from the side.
From the back, like this.
7.
The funniest thing would be if you said 10, but okay, that's fine. I set you up for
it. I don't fuck around with hair,
dude.
I
set you up for a really funny joke.
I just give you the honest shit, dude. Okay. I don't care how good a joke can be. Right. I'm honest about hair.
All right. All right, let's do the next one.
What's up, guys? So a common interaction for me is that somebody will reference a movie from, call it, 1970 to 2000. Now, this isn't a big deal in itself, right? We're having a conversation. You're welcome to reference whatever movie you want. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't raised on film. My parents didn't care about movies. So I haven't seen all these sort of classic American films from before the turn of the millennium.
Okay.
And so inevitably I have to be like, hey, I don't understand your reference. I haven't seen that movie. And then the person's like, oh, you haven't seen that movie? Dude, you got to see it. It's the best movie. Like, oh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it was made in 1983. And it's actually not good anymore. You just have an association with it.
Yes.
Right? And.
Well, that's wrong.
I actually can't really take it anymore because every time the reaction is the same when I haven't seen a person's favorite movie.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like. I don't really need advice on how to spin move out of this. Like, I'll fucking, I'll put somebody down. But I know you guys are film buffs, so I wanted to get your opinion on, are these people in the right for flaming me?
No question.
No.
Or am I right to stand tall in the fact
getting
that
so close.
I haven't
getting
seen these
so
movies,
close.
Don't watch
the camera.
Movies, and
don't
give up.
Eat the camera.
Going to become the camera. And then we see nothing.
So the answer is you're not wrong. If you don't care about movies, who gives a shit?
Yeah, but he's saying, though, like, should I watch these movies?
The answer is no. Not if you don't care about – you obviously don't care about movies. You weren't raised on movies.
True.
You don't watch movies that are old, like from before now. So, like, why would you give a shit? It's annoying that they do that, but, like, I don't know. I love movies,
you know,
I don't even do that. Who are these people?
You know what, though? It really does happen no matter how many movies you've seen. I've seen a lot of movies, and there's movies that I just, like, I haven't seen Step Brothers.
You haven't seen Step Brothers?
But, like, I said this the other day, and people lost their mind. Like, I can't just live a life and not see Step Brothers.
Let me tell you something that's going to crack your mind open.
Okay.
And the truth is going to alter your perception of reality. Okay?
Oh, okay. You've seen Step Brothers.
People.
What?
I have seen.
I do. I have all these memories of it.
Okay. What? But for real, though.
Okay.
People, like actual film maniacs.
Okay.
Would never do that.
See, do what?
Do what this guy's saying.
You think?
Yes, because they know that they're fucking maniacs and they're not like, expecting right. everyone else to be like that. The only people that do that are fucking losers wow. who've seen like 10 movies from every decade
right.
and they think they're some fucking expert because they've seen Fletch.
That might be true.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah.
So those people, the ones that flame you for not seeing fucking
Fletch
City
fucking
Slickers,
sucks, you know?
Are just fucking like,
they should call them the movie
idiots.
Fletch wandering
okay?
around.
Yeah, yeah. Fletch fucking sucks.
Fletch sucks.
Yeah. But people that have seen Fletch are like, you haven't seen Fletch.
Yeah. That movie should be called Wandering.
Why would they do that?
Because he's just walking around like looking in drawers. That's all he does.
If well, that would be better.
And he's
dude.
At the beach and shit.
That would be better.
Sometimes. Yeah, dude, it sucks. And then they try to make a remake with John Hamm. I didn't see it. Did you see it?
They did.
Did you see it?
I didn't even know that, that was
couldn't
a thing.
Couldn't see it?
Dude, I didn't even know that was a thing,
yeah.
let alone did I
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, John Hamm did it, yeah.
Okay, well.
It's crazy because I was like, man, if they remade Fletch like in 2000, with somebody, it would be a big deal. But now, just nobody gives a fuck.
I mean, I don't even. Yeah, I mean, there's a movie. There's movies that I don't even know
mm-hmm.
that I should absolutely know exist. Mm-hmm. But I, mm-hmm. dude, even I'm just like, movies are I so. Know. I don't even fucking give a shit anymore.
You know, they remade Rocky 2 years ago. Get it?
Yeah, what I mean, they basically did.
What?
What was
oh,
the,
right,
Creed.
Creed. Yeah. Well, that's a spinoff. But what was what?
What was the Fletch remake called?
Wandering.
For, no,
no John Hamm, I don't know.
Fletch Wanderer. I don't even know this
Fletch
movie
back in action. Fletch Whoopsie Daisy. Who
was
the fuck
knows? Was it called Fletch?
It has
yeah,
to be.
Oh, it's called
it's
Fletch.
It's
got to
be called
yeah.
Fletch.
Oh, called
Fletch,
Fletch,
Fletch
something.
Fletch Lives?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Fletch
yeah.
Lives was the sequel
no, no, no,
that they
no,
made
no,
in the
no,
80s.
No, no. Oh, no, with John Hamm. No, not Fletch 2 he writes, you know?
Fletch.
Fucking unreal he writes Fletch fucking 2. Do you believe this guy?
I don't.
Like, Fletch was a hit. Obviously, there's a 2, and it's obviously not the John Hamm one.
Bro, it's called Confess Fletch?
Yeah.
You know,
dude,
fucking Fletch
what the
2.
Fuck? You, hold on, but we're not even doing... You gotta
no,
flip
wait,
it for Fletch
dude,
2.
Fletch 2 already fucking exists, and it was made in the 80s. Of course he wouldn't know that. He thinks Kansas is underneath Connecticut. He literally thinks Kansas is right above fucking Florida,
dude.
Okay? The bigger
there's
thing is
Fletch
it's
3.
Called Confess Fletch.
Okay,
dude.
Well, why is that a thing?
That's the worst fucking title ever.
Okay, well,
I haven't heard of Fletch.
Good for you, honestly.
Unbelievable.
Good for you. You haven't seen Fletch?
No, the movie. No, it's fine. You haven't heard of Fletch. It's fine.
Yeah, it's good, it's a, dude. It's a, fucking, that's progress. Somebody hasn't heard of Fletch. That's fucking.
It's a movie in the 80s that was by Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase is very funny, and he's in it, and he plays like this, you know, detective that's like, you know. Silly, but getting the job done. Kind
gets
of like
into all these different
thing,
adventures.
But not that dumb.
Yeah,
he's a smart guy. But yeah, and it's bad. It's really bad.
And people who have seen 12 movies from the 80s are like, "You haven't seen Fletch
right,
Lives."
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay,
know?
Well, I got
you. Deserve to burn in fucking.
That's
hell,
a bit
okay?
extreme, and we're gonna lose subscribers for that. But I came home the other day, and Kristen was watching White Christmas, the movie with Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby.
Cool,
right?
Cooler than Fletch.
1950 something.
Good for
and
her.
Let me tell you something, dude. Movies were fucking different. And that yep. movie sucked.
Well, those movies definitely sucked.
I mean,
going 34th
just
Street,
straight
like,
up
give me a break.
One shot for fucking 12 minutes. And he was just like, well, darling, we're both sitting on a bench. How do you expect it was going to go? You know?
You're watching the wrong shit. I'll give you some shit from Matthew 50.
I understand
blow
that.
Your fucking nuts into your fucking asshole.
Losing subscribers. So listen.
I'll give you some shit that'll blow your fucking nuts down. Fucking throat out your fucking ass. You have a nutsack ass.
Dude, I mean, bleep that all.
Okay.
So, but anyway, it was terrible. White Christmas was terrible. And so you think movies can be good 70 years later? Yeah, they can.
Oh, I
okay.
know they can.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I can list them off, but I don't want to be boring as hell.
Cocksure.
I don't want to be boring as fucking shit. Unlike this guy's friends. You haven't seen Casablanca?
That movie probably sucks.
Get new
too.
Friends, dude.
All right.
That's the solution.
Well,
that's the advice I got for you.
Okay. You want to see another one?
So, I mean, not saying words.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another one.
Hey, Chris and Matt. So just went to the mechanic and the guy who's working on my car had a lazy eye. And right. I've come to this problem multiple times in the past. Don't really know where to look when I'm talking to them. Obviously, trying not to look at their lazy eye.
Yeah, sure,
or maybe
yeah.
I should look at their lazy eye. Or should I look at just their one good eye? Or should I look at both eyes or pretend like I'm looking at both eyes? I feel like that's what I usually do with people that have two good eyes. So just trying to figure out how to make this not weird for him, for me, and everything in between.
I know.
Also, side note, this guy wanted to shake my hand after we met for an estimate. And His hands were absolutely filthy. I didn't want to shake them, but I did because I didn't want to make things weird. So I shook them. I sucked it up. I've gotten my hands dirty before doing things, so I understand it's not a huge deal. But the thing that irks me the most is he held on so tight and for so long and so disgusting. What do you do in
dirty.
That situation?
When someone with a lazy eye goes to shake your hand, there's only one thing to do. Give me your hand. And that's it, all right? How could you not do that?
That's what they would do.
What?
That you're saying that's
I know, but yeah. Obviously you can't undo them extending their hand.
Right.
You can't go back in time and change someone else's actions.
So you do that and then they go, what the fuck? Oh, that must be my fault. You make them
no, they laugh weird. Because they have a lazy eye.
Well, but okay.
And they get might. The joke and you laugh and
I don't
then
think
you
that
fucking
actually, that
shove
would work.
Their nuts down their throat,
Matt,
come right out their ass.
Bleep it out. I don't think that, honestly, that would happen once even. I don't think
dude,
that.
Dude, the guy with a lazy eye was appreciated and he would say, you know what? Thank you. I've been looking all my life for that.
I'm not saying they wouldn't appreciate it. What I'm saying is if you go like this, if a lazy guy like that, and then you put your hand there, I think zero of them would laugh and know what was happening, that you were making a joke. I think,
you don't,
like,
think they would, you don't think they would know what
no,
I was
not if you haven't talked about the lazy eye.
Dude, but everybody knows he's got a lazy eye. He has a lazy eye.
Know,
it's not something you need to talk
so
about.
So picture this. You have a lazy eye, all right? It's not new to you. You've had one. You're 40. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking of it every day all the time. Mm-hmm. And someone does that, you think, well, what the fuck's wrong with this guy?
Here,
I am correct.
Here lies the answer to his worst gravestone about the lazy eye. He's not thinking about it. He's
That's
had a lazy eye forever.
That's what
so,
I just said.
I know. I just said herein lies the fucking answer to his question.
Okay. Oh, to him. Okay.
So I know you just
said
this.
I thought you were
this.
Facing me. All right. I thought
no,
you were giving me
him.
Okay.
He doesn't think about his lazy eye. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where you look. He's had it for fucking ever and ever.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He,
I see.
He doesn't give a shit.
So you go
you
back
look.
To the first
he's
one.
He's got
yeah.
a lazy eye. Fucking hates it.
I got an even better.
But he's over it.
I have better advice.
Okay.
Wear sunglasses.
Oh, so you see a guy with, okay, you're wearing regular glasses.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Hey, sir. He puts his hand out. You still do the thing.
Yeah, dude. That's exactly
wear
right.
Sunglasses.
That's what you should do. Yeah.
Or do it like this. Or go like this. Oh, check this out. No, look. What's up, man?
Yeah. Or just do what I do, which is look off to the side of their eyes or anywhere else because I don't like looking people in the eye.
What about, why don't you look at right in between their eyes.
That's a good idea.
Look at their, like the bridge
but,
of their nose.
Dude, but I think what he's trying to, he's just overthinking at, it.
I've never thought about this in my life, but so it's lazy. I don't even think about it.
Here's the truth of the matter. You're overthinking it. The advice is you're overthinking it. It doesn't matter where you look. He doesn't care where you look. So if you're trying to save his feelings about feeling stupid or whatever for having a lazy eye, he doesn't feel stupid for having a lazy eye. He just has one. He doesn't care. It doesn't matter where you look. The end. Correct?
Worst children's book, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't matter where you look.
Yeah, that's the advice. And about the dirty
hand
thing.
I didn't mean to do the I meant to say the end. I had a complete malfunction.
Okay, well, it happens.
Jesus Christ.
Now, the thing about the hand is leading me to believe that you got problems in general because you don't know, you're panicking about where to look because of the lazy eye.
Yeah,
you don't want to touch his hand because he's a mechanic, dude.
This guy
of course his hands are dirty.
Yeah.
Go to therapy.
You go to a mechanic and you think, all right, I'm going to have to wash my hands after this because you're going to touch something disgusting. Also, here's the thing, dude. I don't mind dirty hands.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't mind dirty hands. What I mind is clammy hands.
I thought he was going to say that.
When
actually.
Somebody has clammy hands, here's the deal. If you're a person, and I don't mean if you have clammy hands sometimes, but if you're a person who on the regular has clammy hands, because that's a thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah,
if that happens
is,
to you, don't ever fucking shake anyone's hand.
Yeah.
Because that sucks, dude. I got a buddy who it is crazy. Like, I don't even know how he dates.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And you go, hey, what's up? And oh, no, dude. And sometimes you know who's going to have the clammy hands, too. You're like, no, don't do it, bro. Don't do it, bro. All right. Okay. Well, nice to meet you. Great. Well, great. Great. I knew it, too.
How about those people who are like, expect you to understand that they don't like to shake hands, so they'll just give you a fist? Dude, that's, there's nothing worse than that.
Well, I do
be
that.
In the world.
I do that.
Be in the world. Shake their hand.
No. Well, okay, what about me? And this is the truth. I do meet and greets all the time. I meet 100 people after every show.
Okay.
I don't shake hands. And when I stopped doing that, I got sick. I can't even tell you how exponentially less. It's unbelievable. And I don't know if it's because of that.
Well, it definitely is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
No, I would be sick on the road. stopped shaking people's hands. I just go boom, boom, boom. And then some people go, and I'm like, and they go, and I go, what are you going to do?
Yeah, right.
And
Howie, Denny. It's called the Howie Mandel. Yeah.
But Denny always says to me, he's like, man, I can't believe, it's really inspiring how much you hold out for that. And I go, I don't stop.
Yeah, I mean, unless if you're going to do it, you don't go, ah, okay. Like, you got to stick to
but
it.
But if somebody's like disabled or something, I might do it.
Sure, okay. Like if they had a lazy eye?
No, not that disabled. It would have to be something with their body.
Like in a wheelchair?
Well, I would do it for sure with that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But, or like even if they had a limp, like a bad one.
Okay. Where's the threshold?
Not a little.
What's just not enough of a disability for you to hold out?
Probably a limp, but not a bad limp.
Like a knee problem?
Like a bad knee? Like I can't tell if it's a knee problem or if your leg's actually way shorter.
If your leg was way shorter, you would.
I would probably have to do the open hand thing, yeah.
But you would begrudgingly do it?
No.
You said I would have to, made me think you'd
I would have to. I would be like, okay, I understand that this is the thing here. I got to do it. You know, but I wouldn't make him feel bad because already he's going through some shit.
Okay.
But
just like the lazy eye, he's probably not thinking about his fucking leg.
But I will also, if they had like something like really fucked up with their maybe mouth.
Here's the thing about people with shit. Like, I know you're fucking, I mean, maybe you're being serious, but like, lazy eye,
I know.
Leg shorter than the other.
I'm joking.
They don't give a fuck anymore that they have it.
I know.
The only people that give a fuck are you.
Right.
So do everybody a favor and stop caring, because that's going to make everybody feel better.
I had a friend who had one of those like hands that was like smaller and like, you know, and he was at this party and I went with my old roommate. I mean, this was a long time ago, to the party. And I said, hey, what's up, bro? Said hi to him. I slapped his hand, his little hand, and my roommate goes, hey, man, how's it going? So we head up the party, whatever. We leave. We're in the car, and he's like, hey, man, you don't give me like a heads up that the guy had like a small hand?
And oh, I was like,
oh, yeah, you know what? I definitely should have.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't here's why that. I should have, because I don't want the guy with the hand to feel any weird thing. Like, what if the guy went, whoa, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I should have been like, yo, by the way, you get a shake of a guy's hand, he's going to have a small
hand. Let me ask you, though. The guy with the hands, was it his party or something?
No. Like,
but did you know you were going to see him there? How could you give him a heads up if you didn't know he was going to be there?
Well, I saw him.
You see him. Hey, buddy, just so you know, this guy's got the hands thing.
Hey, man, he's got a small hand. Hey, how you doing? I
mean, it's just like, what does your other friend expect?
Hey, don't jump. Like, you know what I mean when I say, yeah, how's it going?
How conscientious does he want you to be? That's ridiculous.
Oh, shit, dude. Hey, man, keep it together. You know what I mean when you say, yeah, how you doing? Good to see you, Adam. All right.
Adam, you know?
Yeah, I don't remember if I knew he was going
to
be there.
I think that's too much for him to expect.
Yeah.
If you know, you're going to the guy's party and like your friend that you're going, that you're bringing has never met him, you'd be like, hey, just so you know, this is going on with this guy's hands. But like if you just see him, run into him, you don't have time to be like, hey, he's got this money. Oh, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Oh, give us 1 second.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, it doesn't work. Doesn't work in real time.
You're right.
All right, next.
What's up, Matt? What's up, Chris? Big Dog here.
Oh, it's Big Dog.
I forgot to mention completely in the first submission that I've talked to my girlfriend multiple times about her brother. And as much as it pisses me off, more importantly, it makes her so uncomfortable. Whenever she goes into a situation where she's going to be in one of these interactions, she just has terrible.
So this was last episode?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we got
So this guy, Big Dog.
This is a huge revelation.
It could have been 2 episodes ago. But he said that he has a problem with how much affection his fiancé or girlfriend or wife's brother, how much affection his brother shows her, right?
How much affection her own brother shows her.
And we were like, well, is that their thing or whatever? Or like, have you talked to her about it? So he's clearing this up for us and saying it makes her uncomfortable, which we did not know that. We're not privy to that information.
We didn't know that it made her uncomfortable.
Which
we
is something for sure. Definitely tell us.
You should, dude, look.
Come on, Big Dog.
You look like my friend from high school, Matt Hanna, and you should have told us this important detail, which is that your girlfriend also fucking hates it.
Yeah, look, Big Dog. You don't come with us with a little bit of information. You want to be Big Dog. You want to be Big Dog. You come with a whole fucking, you come with the fucking dossier.
A proper Big Dog would have told us the entire picture.
Bring the dossier.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So anyway.
Big dossier.
For Big Dog.
Yeah.
anxiety and doesn't know what to do. And she was actually the one seeking the advice. Yeah. And I kind of dropped the ball with my delivery on the whole thing, making it kind of seem like it was just my problem. But yeah, definitely she's uncomfortable. We're still seeking advice. We got a little bit of an update, not a full resolution yet. But yesterday she went and talked to her dad,
had
the awkward conversation, just kind of seeking refuge in her dad, saying what she feels, how it makes her uncomfortable, the things that she finds weird. The dad completely took the brother's side and said that she shouldn't be feeling this way. She needs to get more comfortable with it all because he loves her more than anybody else in the whole entire world. Made it a little weirder. On top of that, he pointed out that she is her brother's phone wallpaper.
Bro,
just a picture of her. It gets weirder and weirder as the days go on. Regardless, we're about 2 days away from Thanksgiving, and I think I'm going to have to just sack up and pull him to the sideline and give him a stern talking to because at this point, she's really expressing that it makes her really uncomfortable and she doesn't want to be in these situations. Regardless, I just wanted to clear that up a little bit, but love you guys. Between the last submission and this submission, I watched this special. 10 out of 10, some of your best work yet.
Thank you, bro.
I'll call you next week with an update, and we'll see what's going on.
Dude, we would love...
Life rips.
Yeah, buddy.
Big dog.
We would love an update. This is really interesting. So, what if it was like, and at the end, the dad wanted to give her a massage. Dude, I don't...
It's twisted at this point. If the dad is like, well, you got to be okay with this little girly... Like little girly, you got to be okay with the how much the brother loves you.
What if
like,
that's how he did
so
it too.
Demented,
little
dude.
Girly, you got to be okay with
that
how
is,
much your brother loves you.
That's basically what he said, though, dude.
Dude, no,
that is not cool, man.
Hold on. Let's look at this from a different lens. Okay, I agree. It's very weird, and it needs to stop. Okay, but the father could just be what, dude. You know, old timers and shit. They're like, I don't want there to be a problem. Look, just it's your brother. Relax. You know what I'm saying? It's still bad. But he needs to respect how she feels. But, you know, old timers, bro. Old timers are like, yeah, it's fine. How's the weather? You know, it could be a little of that.
Okay, but if I'm the dad and my daughter comes to me and says, your son, my brother, is making me uncomfortable with how touchy-feely he is with me and, like, possessive he is of me when I see him, it makes me uncomfortable. Mm. The very first thing I do.
Knock her out.
Is
oh, no? Oh yeah.
Is roundhouse sweep her legs so she falls on her fucking ass and says, never talk about family like that again. No. I would call him and say, hey man, what's this I'm hearing? Like what why are you making your sister uncomfortable? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, or have him talk to you both. Yeah. Be like, hey guys, gather around. What's going
on
here?
It's like the thing about it is that it's a physical fucked up physical thing. Like that is a no-no, dude. You can't be doing that shit. And it doesn't even matter even if I don't believe this, but even if she was being what one might call like oversensitive, that doesn't matter either.
No,
you're making
doesn't.
Someone uncomfortable. You have to stop doing that.
Right.
For the dad to take the brother's side to me is fucking demented.
Well, here's the deal. This is going to end up in a Hulu documentary, and you know it is. It's going to end up in a Hulu docuseries.
Hulu, you know?
Hulu docuseries, and somebody's going to die, and it sucks. And it's going to be like the family secrets. And it's going all the way back then. It's going to have old-time pictures of the dad, you know what I mean? And you're fucked. So so just make sure you get a good deal from Hulu, basically is what I'm saying. Yeah, and if they make a movie, hopefully the guy from Reacher can play you. You know, that guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, guy's pretty big.
You know, you look like him a little bit.
But yeah, big dog's got to be big dog and step. I'm sure you said something at Thanksgiving, so let us know how
that
went.
Please let us know, dude. Also, hilarious to curse out big dog. And have a fucking framed picture of a lion.
Yeah, I think we know a lot about this guy at this point.
And that's and just by the way, bud, that's the worst picture you can have in your house. So anyway,
it's a really, really, really dumb
buddy
thing to have framed on your wall in your home.
And listen, buddy, it's all good. And even if it may not be framed, I don't know, I may have saw it wrong. Either way, it's the worst possible thing you can have. So,
just real bad.
And that's fine, big dog, but it's all good. It's just a lion, dude.
Just a lion, like in shadows,
blacked,
you know?
Blacked out behind it. Just, you know? Big dog. Hey, it's big dog here. Big cat behind me. Anyway,
he's into big fucking animals, dude. That's it.
Yeah. This is a fucking zebra in his kitchen.
There's a big zebra here.
It's all smelly and shit. Hey, how crazy are zebras, huh? crazy that zebras are just like still doing that shit with the white and black stripes?
You know what's really crazy?
That's insane.
Are super pigs.
Yo, dude.
You know about super pigs?
Yes, I do.
Why are you acting like I've been bringing this up every day
of
your life?
No, this is not what that's not how I'm reacting. And you'll understand once I explain it. Let the zebra thing breathe, you know? We talk about zebras for a little bit. And you have the super pig thing in the back
of
your head.
We're talking about big animals.
And you bring it up a little bit later after we talk about the white and the black of the zebra, dude.
The white and the black of the zebra is pretty fucking crazy, yeah.
It is crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
All right, now let's talk about super pigs.
There's nothing in history.
Do people, you want to explain
first? More upsetting than a super pig. Anthony, look up super pig.
Do you want to talk about what a super pig is?
How
you came across it? It's not a superhero.
Our uncle was talking about it.
Of course he was.
Yeah, because he's obsessed with
of course
like,
he was.
Really vile.
Mike, if there's a bigger animal that should be something, is my Uncle Mike will talk about it. If an animal dies, Uncle Mike will talk about it. If anything about an animal, pretty much Uncle Mike will talk about it.
So look at this. Canadian super pigs threaten to invade the U.S.
Like with guns and shit.
Like they're a fucking terrorist group. Hey. Which they are. Look at them, dude.
They're so
they
slow
look like
over the
bears.
Border. Yeah. Just call them a bear at that point.
They're fucking, look how ugly they are, dude. Yeah. They look like jacked up, steroided out, regular pigs that already have rolled around in shit and hearted
with the NBC News logo on it, you know, like it's an anchor. coming to you live from the pen.
Look at these things.
Yeah, they're huge.
Everybody going to act like they've heard of super pigs before? Nobody's heard of super pigs. All you people listening right now, watching right now, you've never heard of super pigs.
Yeah, you're going like,
Thank me, dude,
when I was in rehab, I was in
with a super pig.
I was in no super pig was my doctor, and no. When I was in rehab, they had these pigs that were on the actual place.
Yeah. I mean, fucking A.
And you'd see them, dude, and they would just be like out. Like you walk into your fucking bunk late at night, and you just hear like, and you look, and it'd be like, and dude, they were like this. They're called javelinas. Look up javelina. Mr. Javelina, Mr. Javelina, you know Mr. Dabalina? Anyway, I digress.
I don't know
but,
what that is.
So that's Della Funky Homo Sapien, but it's all good. So
the javelinas and the have-nots? Picaries, dude?
The javelinas and the have-nots.
How about when you Google something and then a whole other thing comes up?
That's pretty crazy, huh? That is pretty
that's
crazy.
That's what they had?
Yep.
These are scary, too.
Yeah, but they're not as big. But they're fucking scary. Nothing that bulbous should have those short little of legs.
Oh, God. Just pigs
Do you know what I mean?
It's no wonder why
they don't, pigs,
all the ancient religions are like, don't fuck with pork.
Like,
they look demonic, dude.
Yeah, they do, actually. You know? Right, you're right. But so...
And they're fucking filthy animals.
Old-timey movie.
No, Pulp Fiction. That's like literally the dialogue from Pulp
what?
Fiction. Pig is a filthy animal.
No, I know, but yeah, you filthy animal. Like, that's something black and white thing. So just,
that's Home Alone.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, exposing me.
But
I did just see
But it's
Home
a movie
Alone.
Clip.
It's a fake
from an old
movie.
Movie
in a movie.
Oh, it's a fake movie.
Yeah.
Is that a
is
fake movie?
Is it?
It's a fake movie?
That's a fake movie in Home Alone.
Well, hold on. Hold on a second. How do you know this?
Yeah, well, that's crazy.
Oh, he doesn't know it. He doesn't even know that.
No,
he thought Gene Hackman died.
Because
fucking,
I looked it up.
He fucking thought
he
Gene Hackman died.
He looked it up. When did you look
I believe that he looked it up.
Up.
I believe that he looked it up, but that's
it's
crazy.
It's called something...
A super pig. Tim Allen.
Hold on. It's called... Dude, what is it called?
Angels with even filthier... You just had it up. Anthony just had it up and he lost it.
Trust me, Anthony had the wrong thing up. Go ahead.
That was Home Alone 2.
Dude, like Fletch 2?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, you're right. Look, scroll down. Be better at it. Scroll down. Right there. The
Angels
story behind Home Alone's
souls,
fake gangster movie.
Angels, not Angles.
Look at that. No, it's Angels.
Angel,
yeah.
That's what I said.
Angels
oh, okay.
with filthy souls.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Nice, okay.
And they shot... stuff for that movie.
That is very cool to know.
That is cool. And you did look it up, and I, you know, I apologize.
Thank you.
Okay? I apologize.
The first time in history.
Thank you.
You were right.
Thank you. Super pigs again.
Anyway, yeah, they have javelinas, and they'd be like, there was one time where I tried to stare one down, you know?
That was a bad idea, probably.
And it just goes, and I fucking ran into my it didn't do shit except move a little bit, and like, but it's like so abrupt.
You don't stare down any animal.
When you're out there and you're doing it, you're doing all the self-reflective work, you're thinking about the fucking, you're like, dude, I'm one with nature, I'm going to fuck this pig up.
Okay, well.
Anyway, I got scared. It was me and Mike, I was with a fucking Navy SEAL in rehab, me and both, and we ran away.
A Navy SEAL ran away from a little javelina?
Yeah. He's killed people.
Wow.
Probably.
All right. Well, next video.
Hey, Chris and Matt. My name is Briley, and I'm 29 years old. I live in a really small town in Oklahoma, and I am single. I want a husband one day. I want children one day. So I'm asking you guys for advice on how do I find that kind of person? Me living in a small town doesn't really offer me many options, and the closest big city to me is an hour and a half away. Oh. So any wisdom or advice would be great. Jeez. I will say I've tried the app thing. Hasn't really offered me too many options, again, with my distance from a nearest big city being an issue, but any help or advice you guys could give me, I would really appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
Could somebody get me water?
If what you're looking for more than anything else is a family and like just to settle down, if that's at the very top of your list, going on apps is not the right way to do it.
Mm. Thanks, dude.
Unless it's like one of the what's the one that's been around forever that's like not the fuck E-Harmony? One. E-Harmony.
Plenty
yeah.
of Fish.
Like one like that where it's like it's specifically to find partners, not fuck buddies.
Right.
On apps in general, people are just trying to fuck or lie or some fucked up thing, right? But eHarmony is like an actual place where people meet and marry. So if that's what you want, go to different apps than the ones you're probably on. But also, criteria you might want to be looking for more than anything else is someone who's already been married and maybe even already has a kid. Because they're not looking to like just fuck around and like hump and run. They're like, I did it and it didn't work out, but like I know I learned my shit and I know what's what. I don't want to fuck up again and I'm like, I'm serious. You know what I'm saying?
Hump and run, dude.
You don't want a hump and, you don't want a guy who wants to hump and run.
New hump and run from Mattel.
the worst toy.
That would be in the 90s, you know what I mean? Oh man. She humped. Boing, oing, oing, oing. Hump and run. Hey. this one, where they go, boom, and the dice go.
Wow. What's that? I understand your emotion well. Oh, okay. Yeah. Those are cool.
Hump and run.
Well, what do you think, man?
Honestly, dude. I feel like we've gotten this question before. Dude, does she have a kid?
No, she would have said so.
Just move. You
know, I mean, I'll be honest. Yeah, that was like, the first thing I thought.
It's just like,
and that's drastic, but
it is drastic. But
damn, you're in the middle of nowhere in Oklahoma. You're realizing it, running up against the wall. The options are limited, and you. If it's what you want more than anything, do you gotta get out of there.
I mean, dude, people live like up in northern Alaska and shit. It's like if you can't find somebody, you gotta move.
Yeah,
like, you can't live there if you want a family and you're not and everyone else is either married or she's already 29 too. In Oklahoma, they get married at like fucking 19.
12, yeah. No, but for real though, it's true that like.
I don't think that there's
your option. What you don't want to do is settle for some fuck. Just because he's close.
Mm,
that's the worst possible thing.
Yeah, just have kids.
Yeah, and then you're dead. You're basically dead, even though you're still only 29 years old.
Wow. It's drastic.
But,
move to the next, move to, where you are in Oklahoma.
Move 90 minutes away to the city
Tulsa,
you're talking about.
There's Midland. No, that's Texas. There's Mid-City. That's in Oklahoma. Mid-City, which is terrible, but at least it's a bigger city.
There's Kansas all the way on the East Coast.
That's
but
too far. That's 2,000
go.
Miles to the east. All right, next one.
Yeah, move. You got him. You got probably got him.
Yo.
Yo, I'm Thor. What's up?
Oh, it's Thor.
Hey, I'm Chris Hemsworth. What's up? Hey, I definitely surf.
Yo.
What's up?
What's up,
we've
Chris
seen this guy
Matt.
Before, no?
I don't know. I called in once before. Yeah. I was the guy that was like, live and laugh.
Okay.
And didn't ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Because I was just being goofy, dumbass. But I have a serious question this time.
Good.
I don't think you guys have covered it. I live on Maui. I fly to Oahu all the time, and I fly to the mainland to see my son.
Oh.
I'm 40 years old. I still get scared every fucking flight, especially on landing. Maui especially and Oahu. They're both very bumpy landings. It's very windy here. I just can't get over it. I can't fucking get over it.
Yep.
You know, unless I'm drunk or something, but that's, I don't drink anymore. So, what do I do?
Slappy cakes, it says on his shirt.
Here's what you do.
A fake place in a movie with Adam, in an Adam Sandler movie. I work at Slappy Cake.
No, a production company, Adam Sandler. Slappy Cakes Productions. All you got to do is go read this book called Ask the Pilot by a pilot named Patrick Smith, and it will
really
make you yeah. It's a book that is specifically about why you shouldn't be afraid to fly, written by a pilot who's flown many, many, many flights. Yeah.
You read it?
No, but I'm not afraid of flying, but I know people who are, who read it and aren't anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just Google what it was?
No, it was recently in the text. I wanted to scroll back.
Oh.
And find it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, you can, like, I mean, if you have that bad of an anxiety, you can take a fucking pill while traveling. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, and also, you have a good reason for it, so you can have a doctor that will give them to you.
Yeah.
And especially if you're flying that often, like, that is a valid reason that a doctor would write you a prescription.
I guess my question is, if you're doing it all the time, you don't get used to it? Like, I used to be kind of scared, and now I don't even think about it, because I go so much.
Yeah, no, you know? I mean, Slappy Cakes get scared. What are you going to do?
Mm. I don't think that we're going to be able to save Slappy Cake. We need to enter the contest. Whoo!
I mean, that's the movie, you know?
Yeah. Well, look, I think that you're a giant pussy. I think that's the solution.
No.
So stop being that.
I don't know. It's tough, though, man. It's
tough. It's weird to be exposed to something that much and not have it quell the fear. But sometimes people just
so Mexican, remain. How you said sometimes. Sometimes. You know, you just have to, you know, get up on the air, dog.
Dude, be careful. Anthony's Mexican.
Sometimes.
Be careful, dude. Anthony's Mexican.
So then he gets it. So
be careful, dude.
I got to make sure that you're flying in the air, dog. You
know? Hey, dog. Look, man. What you have to do, dog, is read that book. Hey, listen, man. You are scared of flying, man. Mm-hmm. I get it. Get the book, Ask the Pilot, man. And you read that book. And, man, that is a page turner. And you get in the air, man, and you'll be all right.
Why is your Mexican voice someone under immense physical strain?
Because they're lived in a refrigerator or something.
Oh.
You know, they're movers. There's a
reason. So you're doing a Mexican mover.
Or movers, yeah. Hey,
Doug. You scared of flying, man?
Yeah, it's like that.
Well, you get the book called Ask the Pilot.
So stupid.
Man, that's what you get. And it will cure you of it.
Okay, let's go get the hutch.
Dude, that's the kind of voice that you would do and then not realize it, but by the time you're done, see spots.
You'd be hurting yourself, yeah.
One you're time right. I was doing ADR, which for people that don't know, it's like
the background voices of movies.
It actually was for my movie, and I was simulating the sounds of having sex, and it was like a 90-minute cue. And I was like
90-minute cue?
90-second cue, sorry. Yeah. The whole movie. The whole movie
was called fucking.
90-second cue. Yeah. And by the end, I literally, like, my knee buckled. I almost fell.
Could you?
Dude.
Seeing that would be so funny. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, dude. It was, it was that, though. It was literally that.
I'm going under.
It was that, yeah. I was even thinking, I can't fucking pass out here. I can't pass out.
And so you were aware it was happening?
No, only right at the end of the queue.
It happened so quick. Yeah. Oh my God.
I was too in character, you know, because I'm like that as an actor.
You were just in it.
Yeah,
I was in it. You had a full-fledged boner?
Yeah. I was naked. Sound and engineers were just like, cut.
Well, that's funny, dude.
Yeah, almost passed out.
And
we're done. Just like that, the show's over.
No, I don't think so. I didn't. I'm trying to think of how I almost passed out once when I got my blood drawn. I got up and walked out of the hospital. And as I was walking out of the hospital,
you gotta be careful. Yeah,
I had to sit down. Yeah. And if the chair wasn't there, I would have hit the ground. But I kind of sat and fell in the chair.
I only truly passed out one time, and it was when I had a really bad fever, I made the mistake of thinking running to the toilet and forcing out my pee would be better because I'd be on my feet for less time.
Wow, that is such a dumb...
Oh, I was 12.
Yeah, okay.
So okay. I did it, and in the middle of my pee, I just completely lost all consciousness. And the only thing that woke me up was the sound and feeling of my bottom row of my teeth hitting the rim of the toilet.
Are you?
If this is the rim of the toilet, it was just like, gung, and I bounced.
You're lucky you didn't fuck your teeth up.
Oh, dude.
I remember that. Yeah. I kind of remember that.
It woke me up, though. I did it. I was there with one of these.
As you were running.
Yeah. But I mean, this is the dumbest thing ever. It couldn't have been dumber. Sit down.
I think about that shit, man, when you're like Calvin the other day, like he was on the, what do you call it? The ottoman, and he was jumping from the ottoman to the mattress that we had in the living room. Mm-hmm. And he was jumping, and then he wanted to try something where, you know, it was like this much distance between the ottoman and the mattress. He wanted to try one where he just kind of like leaned and like fell off the ottoman. Not jumping. And he did it, and his face hit the mattress, which wasn't the thing that hurt, but his back scorpion.
Yeah,
he was like, ow, my back. And like, he just didn't know that that was going to happen. And that is like so something that a 3-year-old, like, obviously we would be like, oh, you don't do that because you're going to scorpion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I watched it happen, and I was like, no, God. You know?
Yeah.
It's like that kind of shit. That shit I hate as a dad, because it's like it's gonna happen, but
yeah, you gotta let him get hurt.
I know.
Don't let him get hurt. Fuck him up a little bit first, so you don't even have to let him get. You don't have to worry about it.
So beat him.
Yeah, no. Just like throw him down.
On the ground. Yeah, I think that's bad, but
you know, scorpion it.
Hey, here's a scorpion, kid. No, I don't think so. I don't think that's right. And that's
well,
it.
You're the dad.
Listen, look at this beautiful crew neck. You get it at chrisley.com.
Almost threw up.
And you can also get it with the special, chrisley.com, Grow or Die, my new special, my fifth special, chrisley.com.
But even more importantly.
I'll be in Redding tonight. And even more importantly, I'll be in Phoenix and also Sacramento and Brea and Oxnard and a bunch of different places, Albuquerque. And go to chrisley.com, Sacramento. And that's the most important thing.
No.
And then something that's even less important is.
No, it's even more important is the patreon.com/lifelineluxury.
Oh, yeah. That's also very.
Go sign up for that.
Important. And something that's less important is.
And evangelize that and spread the word.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're a bad fan.
That's true.
And then, of course, submit to my upcoming podcast, The Private Record. Go to theprivaterecord.com. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Subscribe on YouTube. Get all the updates.
Yeah, man. And leave a submission. Thanks very much, man.
Bye.